The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I knew a girl who sang the blues. Wrong homily. I knew a girl who was Russian Orthodox. And she would go to church at St. Andrew's, because the Russian Orthodox priest would not come down for 2 months at a time from Phoenix. I have no doubt that she was Russian Orthodox. Her name was Anastasia Romanenko. But she had mentioned that for them, after receiving communion, would go over to the side table and consume unconsecrated bread, blessed but unconsecrated bread. I remember asking her, well, why do you do that? Oh, it's just what we do. Eventually, in seminary, we had an Eastern Catholic seminarian, Byzantine Rite, in union with Rome. We are part of the Western Rite, Eastern Rite Catholics. I think there are 23 different rites that are in union. So very different from Orthodox, although the liturgies are fairly similar. If you want a history lesson, go look up the Great Schism of 1054. You learn all about the Great Split. But anyway, Tom was our resident expert in all things Eastern Rite, Catholic and Orthodox. Now, he wasn't much of an expert, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And I asked him about this. I said, yeah, we're familiar with that. It's called Antidorum, the Antidorum. And they didn't do it all that often, just on special occasions. The Holy Thursday was one of them. But after consuming the consecrated bread and wine, go over and consume unconsecrated bread. And the reason for that is a symbolic reminder that the sacred and the secular are one. And I think we tend to forget a couple of things. The first is, everything is sacred. God created the world. He pronounced it good. And to show respect for the Creator, we respect His creation. Now, I'm not talking spooky, God lives in trees, so hug a tree kind of thing. But everything is sacred. The second is that we tend to neglect what we do here, what we consume here. We need a sense of the sacredness of all things religious as well, to be conscious that this is communing with our God. You know, so often I hear, well, church is boring. We'll try doing it 3 times on a weekend. That's when it gets boring. But I don't get anything out of it, as if that was the point. I think the real point is not what we get out of what we do here, what we consume here, but what we bring to this celebration, the thanks that we offer to God.